Dictation for Aurora, A-R-O-U-R-A-A. Owens, O-W-E-N-S, June 28, 2000. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Gaitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Gaitman, a post-hospital follow-up for Aurora, who developed acute renal failure, likely ATN, at the time of uncontrolled diabetes, hyperosmolar, ketoacidosis. She is insulin-dependent diabetes since age 9 months. We did a teleconference. Mother, Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, on the background. Insulin pump, diabetes remains poorly controlled. She follows with endocrinology in Midland, as well as a diabetic educator. Frequent nausea, vomiting in a daily basis, non-diabetic gastroparesis, problems of constipation or bleeding, keeping hydration the best she can, urine clear without infection, cloudiness of blood, has frequency nocturia, no incontinence, presently no gross edema ulcers. She has chronic chest pains, sometimes related to activity, chronic dyspnea, but no oxygen, uses inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea PND, has problems of migraine, back pain, recent diagnosis of pulmonary emboli, presently on Lovenox, L-O-V-E-N-O-X. Saw Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. The anticoagulation will be lifelong. There is hypertension, which is poorly controlled, running high, 150s over 100s. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Lovenox. She takes Remeron as antidepressants, but she says mostly to help her sleep at night. Used to take Cymbalta, C-Y-M-B-A-L-T-A, 30 twice a day, that she would like to start. Again, was working well for her. We will correct it for renal failure. Takes right now no blood pressure medication. Next paragraph. On the video, she is able to provide a history, alert to intestine 3, does not sound to be in any respiratory distress. She's a young lady, no speech problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From January 11, creatinine was a 3. It has improved but has not returned to baseline, which is around 0.9. Potassium at 5, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, elevated phosphorus at 6.3, anemia 9.8 with a normal white blood cell, and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, likely ATN, not oliguric. She's still less than a month from the events. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. We'll see if she recovers back to baseline or she will develop persistent renal failure. Next number, insulin-dependent diabetes, age 9 months. Next number, long-term diabetes poorly controlled with complications including gastroparesis, which is affecting her ability to eat. Weight is stable though and trying to keep hydration. Next number, factor 5, Leiden, L-E-I-D-E-N mutation. Next number, pulmonary emboli on anticoagulation, plan for lifelong. Next number, monitor anemia and potential treatment. Next number, severe migraines, continue pressing medications, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, next number depression. We will start back the Cymbalta, a lower dose that has worked much better with her over time. Next number, normal size kidneys without obstruction. I'm going to add Norvasc for blood pressure control, 5 milligrams, and advance accordingly. Side effects explained, including edema, constipation. Plan to see her back on the next 1 month. Once we have stable numbers, we will decide if she needs to be assessed for potential renal transplant if she does not recover enough of the kidney functions. All issues discussed with the patient and mother, end of dictation.